Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Love's Sacrifice. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Look with me in Luke now, please. Luke 14. Luke 14 and 26. I'll be reading from the CEV, the Complete English Version. You cannot be my disciple unless you love me more than you love your father and mother, your wife and children, your brothers and sisters. You know, the Bible refers to God as a jealous God. Yes. And He insists on having the number one spot. Right? Yes. Not shared spot. I've had people want to fight with me over this and say, well, my family comes first, and get in my face and shake a finger. Well, if they do, God is not. There's only one number one spot. Verse 27, Jesus said, you cannot be my disciple unless you carry your own cross and come with me. Can you see in this some sacrificing?
Yes, sir.
We've got two groups of Christians nowadays. They've been with us a long time. We've got always suffering Christians. To them, Christianity is suffering all the time. Always suffering. But now, with word and faith and charismatic folks, we've got another group, no suffering. At all. No suffering saints. And they are ready to come, and you tell them how we can get money and how we can prosper and how we can be healed and how we can be led and how we can be free. But if it's going to cost us anything, no, we're redeemed from that. We're redeemed from any suffering, all sacrifice, all cost. That is not true. Neither one of those groups are right. We have been redeemed from suffering the curse of the law. We have been redeemed from suffering the penalties for sin, the wages of which is death. But there's another suffering, a suffering according to the will of God. I'm quoting Scripture. Oh boy. That's exciting, isn't it? How about I read some Scripture to you? And yet the Scripture talks about two causes or two reasons for suffering, and we need to differentiate. 1 Peter 3:17, he says, it's better if the will of God be so that you suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. Did you notice that if? It could be the will of God that you suffer certain things, but not that you suffer for evil doing, but that you suffer for well doing. 1 Peter 2:20. 1 Peter 2:20 in Amplified says, after all, what kind of glory is there in it if when you do wrong and are punished for it, you take it patiently? What good is that? But if you bear patiently with suffering when you do right, and what is undeserved, it's acceptable and pleasing to God. Now that sounds like those sacrifices that are well pleasing to God. There are two causes for suffering. There is a suffering because of our mistakes, because of us missing it, because of us coming short. But there is a suffering according to the will of God. But it's not suffering from the curse of the law. Primarily, it's suffering persecution. Anybody excited about this? Well, I know you're not quite there yet, but just hang on. This gets exciting. This gets extremely exciting. The truth will make you free. There is a suffering according to the will of God. 1 Peter 4:19 refers to it again. Now, if you want to get some more on this, take your time, sit down sometime and read 1 Peter and 2 Peter through carefully and slowly. And look for everywhere it says suffer and everywhere it says glory. Because the two are connected. 1 Peter 4:19 says, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to Him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. There is a suffering according to the will of God. Philippians 1:29 says, for unto you it's given in the behalf of Christ not only to believe on Him, but also to what? Suffer for His sake. Now, some people have emphasized these scriptures to the exclusion of others, and they believe everything they're suffering is for Christ's sake or for the glory of God. Being sick, being broke, being depressed, being a failure. But you'll find these things are mentioned specifically in the curse of the law that Galatians 3:13 says we've been redeemed from. And, you know, Paul, when he was still Saul, met Jesus on the road to Damascus. And then the man of God went and ministered to him. He showed them, he said, what things he must suffer for His name's sake. And Paul gives a list in 2 Corinthians of a lot of the things he suffered. I mean, he talks about being beat with sticks. He talks about being stoned. He talks about being shipwrecked. He talks about all kind of things. Something that is conspicuous for his absence, he didn't talk about being diseased. But did he suffer?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He suffered. He suffered a lot of stuff. But it was for the kingdom of God. And this is how you can tell what is according to the will of God suffering versus vain suffering and suffering for our own mistakes. We should not just lump everything together and go, well, if we're suffering, it must be the will of God. Oh, no. No, you and I both have suffered a lot of stuff simply because we missed it. It wasn't the will of God. It wasn't a plan of God. And we will get no reward for suffering it. But there is a suffering according to the will of God, doing something He told you to do, and it cost you to do it. Now, that suffering results in glory. In fact, the Scripture says, if we suffer with Him like that, we shall also reign with Him. There's a qualification. Can you say glory to God? But do you understand one reason we're talking about this is that the idea of suffering or sacrificing or paying a price is kind of foreign to some folks in our circles today. I mean, if it gets to costing, they feel led to change churches or move or relocate or something. Here's how you can tell. If it is a suffering according to the will of God, well, let me back up. All you got to do is ask yourself this question. Who's benefiting from my suffering? If nobody's benefiting from your pain and suffering, it is not a suffering according to the will of God. It is a suffering because of our own faults and mistakes or even ignorance. Sometimes it wasn't that you did something maliciously, you just did something dumb. But the Lord's merciful, isn't He? Paul said this, he said, I suffer all things lest we should hinder the gospel of Christ. He said, I'm experiencing this, I'm dealing with this for your sakes, for your sakes. We saw it a half a dozen times, for your sakes. Why was he going through all that? That stoning and that being shipwrecked and beat with rods and all that stuff, and heat and cold and hunger sometimes. Why was he going through all that? To get the word to them. To get the gospel to them. And when it comes to these things, we ought to be willing, friends, to pay it all. Amen. Down to our life. Down to our last breath. And if that's not there, then we're not where we need to be.
That's right. Thank
you. And when you see the truth of it, you'll want to be there.
Yes.
Go with me to 2 Corinthians. If this is new to you, don't just take my word for it. Go in the back and get the messages or go online, download them. Check all the scriptures. Go with us through them one by one and see if that's what the word says. See if that's true. Check it out. 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter and the 15th verse. This is also an indicator of godly sacrifice versus something else. He said, I will very gladly spend and be spent for you, though the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved. He said, I'm going to spend and be spent for you, even though I get less and less from you. Now, notice these two words, very gladly. If it's not very gladly, it's not very godly. And if you're sacrificing with lamenting and mournfulness and crying and feeling sorry for yourself, then it's not the kind that you get rewarded for. Because the kind that you get rewarded for is the very gladly.
Amen.
It's costing you dearly. But nobody's making you do it. And you're not sad about doing it.
No.
You're happy.
Yes.
You're not just glad. You're very glad.
Yes.
It's costing you everything and you're very glad about it. This has to be faith. This has to be spiritual. Doesn't it? What kind of giver does God love? God loves, the Bible said. He loves a cheerful. Somebody say cheerful.
Cheerful.
Cheerful. Glad to do it. Prompt to do it. Somebody say glad to do it.
Glad to do it.
Happy to do it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Love's Sacrifice, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.